Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The NFL's first ever game in Brazil featured plenty of offense and lots of drama. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Saquon Barkley scored 3 touchdowns in his Eagles' debut, a 34-29 win over the Packers in Brazil. Barkley ran for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had an 18-yard scoring grab in his first game since signing a 3-year contract. Jalen Hurts was 20 of 34 passing for 278 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. But he couldn't stop raving about Barkley.
He made some huge plays in critical moments and scored a bunch of touchdowns. And, man, it's... Yeah, to have him on our football team means a lot.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love limped off the field with assistance after getting injured with 6 seconds left. Love went 17 of 34 for 260 yards with 2 touchdowns and a pick.
In tennis, the men's final at the U.S. Open is set after a pair of exciting semifinal matches on Friday. Correspondent Graham Agars has more. Major League Baseball, Mark Vientos homered twice, including a walk-off 2-run homer in the 10th inning to give the Mets their 8th straight win, 6-4 over the Reds.
I feel like I kind of want the opportunity in those situations, and when I got it, I was like, yes, let's do it. So, I mean, if it wasn't going to be me, it was going to be P. If it wasn't going to be P, it was going to be someone behind him. So we were confident that we were going to win that game.
Elsewhere in National League play, the Phillies trounced the Marlins 16-2 to supplement 6 innings of 1-run ball with 7 strikeouts for Zach Wheeler.
Those type of games are tough, but you know, at the same time, you got to go out there and pitch and do well, and just got to figure it out.
The Rockies tipped the Brewers 3-2. Pirates Nationals was postponed by rain. More scores from around the diamond will be coming up next. Back to baseball. In interleague action, Luis Heel's return to action spurred the Yankees past the Cubs 3-0. Heel tossed 6 scoreless innings with 7 strikeouts in his first start back from the injured list with a back injury, and he spoke through an interpreter after the game.
The more innings that I pitched, felt that I was feeling more comfortable, more loose on the mound. The arm was feeling good and in a good rhythm.
The Astros made easy work of the Diamondbacks thanks to another big day at the plate for Yordan Alvarez. Correspondent Adam Spillane in Houston.
Yordan Alvarez hit a pair of 3-run homers for the Astros for his 7th multi-homer game of the season. Framber Valdez allowed 2 hits over 7 shutout innings as the Astros ended a 3-game losing streak with an 8-0 win over the Diamondbacks. Valdez earned his 14th win of the season, and the Astros remain 4.5 games up in the AL West. Astros manager Joe Espada.
Guy said in the tone, Framber, you know, our starting pitching, you know, that's the key. Allow us to, you know, that's a pretty good offense there too. So Framber navigated that lineup very nice, and then, you know, that sets up our offense.
Jose Altuve and Mauricio Dubon collected 3 hits. Arizona's lead for the NL's final wild card is now just 1.5 games.
The Braves handled the Blue Jays 3-1. The Mariners pulled away from the Cardinals 6-1. In the American League, the Orioles held off the Rays for a 2-0 win. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Dean Kramer threw no-hit ball for 6 innings, and Gunnar Henderson hit his 36th homer as the Orioles beat the Rays to maintain their half-game lead over the Yankees in the AL East. Henderson homered off Rays starter and loser Shane Baz, leading off the top of the 6th inning. Jackson Holliday added a sac fly for the other Orioles run. Kramer improved to 7-9. He knows how big these games are the last 3 weeks of the season.
Coming down the stretch, every game's important, especially against interdivision, but you know, we're just trying to go out there and win every game.
The Royals blanked the Twins 5-0 in a battle of AL wildcard contenders. Cole Reagans tossed 6 scoreless innings with 7 strikeouts.
Getting to be a part of this team play with these guys, you know, get to watch the other pitchers throw every single day. It's a joy. I'm super blessed to, you know, be a part of this, and, you know, looking forward to what the future holds. We're not done.
The Red Sox snapped a 5-game skid with a 3-1 win over the White Sox. The Angels down the Rangers 5-1. Dave Ferry has the results from a key matchup between the Guardians and Dodgers, as well as the rest of Friday's late night MLB action.
Matthew Boyd and Andrés Giménez helped the Guardians win a battle of division leaders 3-1 over the Dodgers. Boyd allowed a run and three hits over 6 innings.
We got to play our brand of baseball. It doesn't matter who's on the other side. We play our game. We attack hitters our way. You know, we attack the pitchers our way. Like, I think that's the biggest thing, is just sticking with us, doing what we can do well.
Giménez smacked a 2-run homer in the 6th as Cleveland stayed 4.5 games ahead of the Royals. Boyd blanked the Dodgers until Shohei Ohtani homered in the 6th. L.A. loaded the bases in the 8th, but Hunter Gaddis got Chris Taylor to hit into an inning-ending double play. The outcome puts the NL West leading Dodgers 4 games in front of the Padres. Meanwhile, Manny Machado homered twice, and Michael King allowed a run and 6 hits over 6 innings of the Padres' 5-1 downing of the Giants. In Friday's latest finish, the A's beat the Tigers 7-6 in 13 innings.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.